Yeah. Yeah, good.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing? All right. And thanks to the band for leading us. It's good. Wow. It's just good to give it up to God, you know, and to praise Him and to sing to Him. I don't know, there's something powerful. It matches words with emotion. And with that connection with God, there's something powerful about music that just can't be experienced any other way. And so thanks to the band for your guys' work and helping us connect. It's awesome. So Bob and I are going to work together as a dynamic duo. Yeah?
Yeah.
To deliver the state of our church address. So I'm going to open the can, and we'll go from there. But let's pray. Lord, I do ask you to lead us because you have been from the beginning. I mean, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. It would be in Ames. Some of us would be in Ames. Others would be at home. Who knows? Some might be in a ditch somewhere. God, you have rescued us, and you have sent us on a mission, and you're using us. Even on this day, at this moment, you're using us. So, Lord, help us to recognize your hand at work, to give you thanks for the wonders that you have done, and to be looking forward to you doing even greater things than these. So, Lord, we dedicate this next, I don't know, 40 minutes to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So, guys, when it comes to entering into a saving faith in Jesus Christ, you don't only get saved from something, like saved from your sin and how brutal it is on your life, or saved from hell and eternal torment. You don't only get saved from something, you get saved to something. You get saved to be a part of the church. You now belong to the church. The church is Christ's body. So you get saved to the church, and also you get saved to a mission. You get saved into this mission of uniting with God, and with God doing something more amazing than you could have ever imagined doing by yourself. So you get saved to a mission, a purpose for your life. And the essence of this saved to something is found in those words that Jesus Christ said, quoted for us in Matthew. Matthew 28, 18 to 20, where Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore," you know, since he has the authority to tell us to do something, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. And that is God's standing orders. Our Lord, if you consider Jesus Christ to be your Lord, then these are his standing orders. They've not been rescinded. They're still active today. We are still, if you consider yourself to be a follower of Christ, you are still it's incumbent upon you to be obeying the Great Commission. And this is it. And we're doing it. And we're involved in it. He's called the whole family of God, which he also calls an army, to be involved in fulfilling the Great Commission. And that's where we're at. And that's what we're doing.
That's right. Am I on? Am I up? Very good. Not only did he command us to be, carry out the Great Commission, but he also said that we are the light of the world. You'd think he misspoke. I mean, Jesus said he is the light of the world, but he also said we are the light of the world. That is, he wants to be so visible in us that he is seen through us. And so we thought it'd be good to take a look back and see just how he did that this year through Lifehouse. That's all.
And that's just enough. Because, I mean, some of us want to go and watch football. All right. Just some. Not many. Okay, so this year, last year was just like this year. We're just coming off of Faith Walkers 2011. And Faith Walkers 2011 was called Blessed. Yes, there we go. It was called Blessed. And there was about 18 people who attended that last year, including every single one of my kids. When you're a small group, you know, you count everybody, sometimes twice. 18 of us went, and we experienced God's blessing, not just during that conference, but the whole year after that. This whole entire 2012 was blessed. Now, sometimes God's blessings are obvious. Sometimes they're kind of like incognito. They're in disguise. You can't quite tell that that's a blessing or not. And one of those blessings in disguise was the necessity for us to find a new facility, a new location to meet together as a family. We came here, initially we met at my living room for a few times until the city caught up with us. Then we were met with at Club Pyramid, and we were just fine there, but with a new leaseholder, he had a new vision and a purpose and a plan for that space, and just wasn't meshing well with what we were doing. So come mid-February, we had to move on. And by God's amazing grace and his blessing, this place became available. Other churches who did not have their own facility had met here. Now it's our turn. And so we've come in here, and it's been good. Not only has...
building, you wouldn't have seen them anyway. An interesting thing has happened with our signs. We have at least twice this year that somebody was just driving by, and they drove in. One was a neighbor of Patty's and mine back in Ames. He lived about a mile away from us. They knew we were up here. They knew we had planted a church. They were in town on a Sunday morning. They saw the sign. Hey, there it is! And so they came, Alan, Evelyn Bentley's in their 80s. They're vying for the oldest to have been with us. And they weren't able to stay the whole service even. They were on their way to a funeral, actually. And then Carlos, there's a fellow named Carlos that we knew from Stonebrook, whose wife is from Decorah, and they were up here one weekend, and he kind of split away and saw our sign, and so he joined us. But probably the most amazing was a couple that came up here, a family that came up here from Texas, 800 miles. We don't know why God does these things, but it was like God was wanting to confirm, I'm with you guys. I am for you guys. These people, not charismatic, if you know what that's about, you know, some more kind of wild, I'll call them wild gifting kind of. They were not of that bent.
The point of the parable is, be the person that does produce fruit. Keep spreading, keep throwing, and be that person who is a producer, who is a change maker. So that's a comment I wanted to make on some of those salvations. But God is doing a new thing, and we're excited about that.
Oh.
You know?
That's this year, though, Luke. Luke's pointing at...
Yeah. Dylan's a man.
Dylan.
Yeah, that's already happened. That's 2013.
That's on the list for this year.
He shows up later.
Yeah.
Don't steal my thunder. He's coming up later.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Another of God's designs is that we would grow up together, grow up in a family. There's a proverb that says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And the corollary to that is when iron sharpens iron, sparks will fly. And there can be friction, and there can be tension and misunderstandings. Sometimes we rub each other the wrong way, or honestly, sometimes we sin. We don't always know what all the problems are, but we wanted to affirm a couple of individuals this year. This takes perseverance, the perseverance of all of us to keep going, keep going, keep going. We're going to mention a discipleship group here in a few minutes. Well, I guess I'm going to talk about it a little bit later on. And one of the main things I like to drive home with our men is keep going, keep going. So perseverance is an issue for all of us. But this year in particular, Darren Wong had been with us from the very start and then sort of cooled in relationship with us, and we didn't really know why, and he talked with Tim once, and they sort of worked things out at least quite a bit, at least verbally, but you never know until the proof is in the pudding, you know. Well, this summer he let us store some of his things, and then he let me help him move into his new facility there at Luther, and he's been with us this fall, and now he's in an internship, you know, that's why he's not with us this semester, but we just are so comforted in the restoration of Darren to us in heart, and look forward, honestly, maybe we're back in Hong Kong, we'll stop in again. Tim and I have been in their house. What do you call that? A flat up there. And Anthony also, some problems we needed to work through there, and here's Anthony. We're glad to be together again. Persevering, persevering. We must persevere. Another thing that marked last year was the summer prayer time. And a bunch of us were together, I forget how many times, probably 25 times over the summer from June to August. We prayed at least 10 times at length for Luther College. It's amazing. We just feel like God is doing things there and like our hearts should be there. We were doing our weekend warrior times up here, we met Ryan and Reed, who had been praying for Luther. Seemed like that might be why we're up here, is because of those guys' prayers. Well, we wanted to add to that. So 10 times we prayed for professors, we prayed for students, we prayed for the year's events, we prayed for salvations. God has been honoring those things. We also prayed for Decorah and Northeast Iowa. We prayed for Iowa. We prayed for governments. We prayed for the United States. We prayed for the church in America. We prayed for Europe. We prayed for Asia. The world is on God's heart, and we wanted to put it on our hearts. I think we logged over 700 hours in prayer, and the hours aren't as important as what it leaves us with and how we can persevere in this. But it is a noteworthy thing, an accomplishment. I believe we haven't seen half of what we're going to see, and we may not see it, but I believe that God is in action because we asked. So we wanted to acknowledge that for sure.
So in 2012, some of God's blessings were in disguise. You know, movings, professions of faith, prayer, you don't see immediate answers oftentimes. So they're in disguise. But some of God's blessings were pretty obvious. And I think one of them that came rushing to my mind was the Josh McDowell Conference for those of us who went. The Josh McDowell Conference actually became a blessing before we even went, when I was able to have a good conversation with Whitney and she made a profession of faith in Christ and then just spontaneously joined us for the trip down there. And I think somebody else just joined us last minute. Was that Josh? Josh, did you go to the Josh McDowell Conference? Was that last minute? We were trying to remember who that was. I thought there was somebody else. Yeah. Nice. Okay. It was. And there you go. It was just kind of fun. How last minute we had a couple of people join us. We went down there. The conference itself was fantastic, with Josh McDowell and his son both dealing with very difficult subject of sexual sin and addictions and abuse, and experiencing God's healing and God's power over those things. Very powerful. But of course, the neatest thing was when Jeff turned his life over to Christ at the Botanical Center.
Yeah.
And that was really, really awesome. And something that God had been working on for, what, 40-some years. He was a stubborn one. Yeah. But an awesome blessing was the Josh McDowell Conference.
Another memorable, obvious, out there thing is another year, another county. We went to Alma Key County with these this year. Really a slick little magazine. We got a lot of comments on how polished and good the magazine looked. Has the gospel in several ways and several articles. We wanted to visit every home in Allen McKee County. It's a little hard to do. Allen McKee County doesn't have a square county township in the whole place. Everything goes like this, and the roads go like that, and they're dead ends. And so you go all the way back, and then off of that is another road, and it takes forever. Almost. I think we probably covered about 90 to 95% of the county. Right? We're just calling that reached. It's an accomplishment. North Dakota helped us again. Then we had some of these left over, so we took them to the fair. And I don't know how many we handed out at the fair. Lots of. Yeah. Lots of, lots of. And then Nordic Fest. I mean, is that right? Yeah, Nordic Fest. We had some left over. And I think what I recall at Nordic Fest was Tim reaching in the pickup, taking a hammer, here's how you do it, and just throwing them around.
Yeah.
We wanted to get rid of it. We still have about 800 left. So it was a good little, honestly, when we go down to Fayette County, we'll take these along and say, this is kind of what we have been doing. We can't afford to do this again this year, but we want to make the gospel fun. It is. It's relevant and fun. Another memorable thing is a year ago we had quite a few women, not very many men. We were praying for men. Luke came up and Steve-O came up and Lance came up and who else? And Stephen. Stephen came up. Tremendous. I mean, it's just answer to prayer, but also encouragement for where we're going as a church family. We need you men.
Amen. I call them faith stallions.
Oh, yeah. Faith stallions.
Faith stallions. And by the way, we had passed out 9,200 Timeless magazines, in case somebody was wondering. Wow. Seriously. Yeah. And so, what other obvious blessings? I think the growth in the campus ministry, the college ministry, is an obvious blessing. We had some precious sisters with us, one brother. But now we got Stephen, we got Webb, we got Jesse, we got Peter to varying degrees, Arthur, and, you know, along with Sarah, Melody B, Katie, Rex. I mean, this is encouraging what God is doing at Luther campus and what we are believing him to do over at NICC as well. But the growth in our college student ministry is awesome. But growth happens in more ways than through college students. Live births is another way to grow. And of course, we had Jack Bauer.
Yay!
I don't know if we have a picture. I didn't get a picture up there. But Jack Bauer, so that's another way that a church will grow. And so praise the Lord for that. What was that? Yeah, thank you. You know, every part does its part, right? And so, and that's how we ended up, 2012. And that was a pretty fun way to end.
And so, presently, I was going to say we're average attendance of about 50. We were about 30 to 35 at the club. But this morning, we're kind of blowing that out. Well, this is 2013, though.
Yeah, it's 2013.
And so, God is bringing people to love. Everybody that comes in gets loved. Those that stay get built. That's the way it works. By the way, we have at the back table, there are two copies of a new phone list, and we'd just like you to check that over, make sure your information is correct. If you're not on there, write your name down, your information, so we can get a hold of you. We want to look ahead. You mentioned the college students.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Basically, if you're still on the present, we just want to acknowledge.
Yeah, I think you already did. These guys.
Yeah, the college presence is pretty strong, and that's encouraging, and then we got the Game Exchange Commission.
And that's great, and we also have presence at NICC. Darcy won't go anymore, but she was, and she graduated again, and so this time it's going to finish, and she's leaving Rex down there all alone, and Rex will be done down there too in May. So praise the Lord for progress. You want me to go on?
I'll just mention the Game Exchange Connection. Yep. Yeah, basically we just wanted everybody to have an idea or feel for where we're at. 50 strong, good, healthy campus work going on. But the other work that's going on is with the Game Exchange Connection. And that's been pretty encouraging with the teens and the 20-somethings that hang out there. And we've got a lot of people here that otherwise I don't think we would have ever have met had we not had this little store. And these are people like, you know, Whitney again. She's getting lots of honorable mentions here. Alex, Jeff, Tony, Crystal. Steve's not here, but I was hoping long-haired Steve would be here. But Jennifer's here as well. In fact, I wanted to mention that today's Crystal's birthday.
Yeah. Whoa!
Happy birthday to you. Dylan, even though he's 2013, I wouldn't have met him if it wasn't for the game store. So the Game Exchange Connection has really been a blessing to our little fellowship here, but I trust to them as well. And we are believing God for even greater things than that. But this is cool how God is using our church to help people with their lives and to experience Christ.
And so, it's 2013, and we wanted to share with you some pretty exciting things coming up here this year. Basically, we'd like to assimilate. That means put you to work. That means find a spot where your wiring and where your makeup is fitted well. And there's probably very few. It's like Val with making food, you know. We have another person here who is wired in a special way. It's Tina Benson. Mm-hmm. And she has, for as long as she's been with us, had a desire to start a Celebrate Recovery. And God has been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. It's a long story, too long for this morning. But the short of it is, we're starting one. And we're kind of halfway in process, I would say. We're going to meet on Friday nights from 6 till 9 or so in training in the early going here. So we're bringing it up here. It's an extremely evangelical program. And I was surprised. My concern in getting involved at all was I don't like programs. I don't like giving allegiance to a program and thinking, program, do us some good. I just don't like it. It is the Lord that changes lives. This program recognizes that, and I am really excited to be a part of it. If you have compassion gifting, and that means that you care about people more than usual, more than normal, if the troubles of people just tug at your heart, see if you can wiggle out of a Friday night. That's when we're going to meet. There's no good time that meets that fits for everybody. But Tina and I are involved in this, and I think I'll kind of have my tongue hanging out. I'm not sure how much I can do this, but I told Tina months ago that she wasn't going to carry this load alone, so I'm involved with her there for now. Let us know, though, if you're interested and or have time. Because there's a big need. There are five of us. For the entire area, there are five. Tina. Yeah, and thank you, Tina. Thank you for having that on your heart, and I'm really excited about where it's going to go. Another thing that we're doing this year in our children's area, I hate to call it a ministry. I don't know why I don't like that word, ministry. We just love kids, okay? And what we're doing back there, next week we will begin what is called a Noah's Ark Clubhouse. Called Noah's Ark Clubhouse. Stephen, were you ever in Noah's Ark Clubhouse at Stonebrook? Okay. Well, we did this back there, and it's a little bit of a copy of that. Luke was. It's called Noah's Ark Clubhouse because Noah obeyed the voice of God. And it's a fun time. We have five little emphases. It'll be memory work. There'll be incentive involved in it. It'll involve the kids. There'll be some participation, a lot of participation. There'll be some homework. And there's another one that I forgot. But it'd be a fun time back there. Here's the need. That's the other thing is the special guests. The fifth emphasis is special guests. Because kids like to ask questions of a special guest. Once you open the can, I could tell you funny stories from special guests that
Should
I had.
Tell them who our special guests will be?
You. And others. Honestly, though, this is one of our goals is to use this to bring the community in here. bring them back there to our kids, have our kids recite some songs and verses to them, and then have them tell their story, and they'll go home thinking, wow, that's what goes on over there. And I believe it'll make quite an impact. Through the mouths of babes, you know, God does things. So, and the need is for kind of three sets of two people. So it's not just one person back there. If we could have an alternating set of three. This week, I'm going to pull together a few of you, at least to get this thing kicked off. And we'll go from there, because there'll be a lot of music that needs to be led. So I can't just involve everybody right off the bat. We have to get some musical things going. Okay. Another need that we have is chauffeuring. We've got the van that runs to campus. But there are other people that don't have cars also. I picked up Jennifer this morning. There are needs like that around. And so there'll be, if you could just come here by 9:50 or so, that would be a way you could serve. And then set up and tear down. You know, this morning, I think we had this thing up in 12 minutes. Those things covered, that up, this up. The sound wasn't quite all set up, but it was amazing. We had about 15 or 18 of us. I didn't count. And everybody had their hands full, and just like that. So it helped Tim and me, because we were rehearsing this a little bit ahead of time. And a lot of times, that's a distraction on a Sunday morning. I would like to live in the message. I would like to just be reviewing and reviewing. It's an enjoyable fellowship, and I want you to be part of it then when I speak. But if I'm doing all of these things, it does drain a little bit. So your help is helpful on set up and tear down. Oh, and along that line, Rex is going to leave us next fall probably for Iowa State. Aww. And so an apprentice back there on sound would be good. And one other thing we want you to know about is Adam is, I'm going to say experimenting with some administrative models. And I think you're ready that you could have somebody apprentice even, watch you flow through some of those things. That'd be another need that we have. We're kind of busy, and it gets, we don't like it that things happen right up, you know, all of a sudden, oh, we got to do this. It'd be better to have things planned. So those are some of our needs. If it strikes a chord, talk to us.
Yep, and of course the band is always looking and open for musicians and things like that. So, yeah, okay, so we're talking about Lifehouse Church in the future, 2013. We definitely want to discover people's spiritual gifts and talents and put them into service. It's a blessing to your life as well as to others. Now, the church, of course, is a body. It's a family. It's an army. It's not a building. But you need a building in order to meet. And every Sunday morning, we all get together. We've kind of carved that out in our schedules so we can come together. So what do we do here this Sunday mornings in 2013? Starting next week, we're going to launch a series called Begin in Christ. It's going to follow a 3 Bible study plan called Begin in Christ, Grow in Christ, and Mature in Christ. We have booklets that these are being patterned off of. And if you don't have one, we would love you to grab one. We believe we have them here on the info table. Go ahead and grab a Begin in Christ booklet if you do not have one. We've got limited numbers, so if you don't have one, grab one and go through the first chapter. Our messages on Sunday morning will be modeled after the chapters in the book Grow in Christ, or Begin in Christ. We're going to start with that. I got grow up there, but begin is what you want to shoot for. Then that will finish us up in the spring. In the summer, we're going to do Heroes of the Faith. And we're going to look at the biographies, the stories of great warriors for God over time, both in the Bible and contemporary. So that's what we're going to do in the summer. I also hope that we can get a backdrop on this thing. That's another development here on Sunday morning, is to have a backdrop to kind of hide all the busyness and kind of pull things together. I think it'll really be nice once we get that done. What else? Guys, we're always on a mission. We're trying to fulfill the Great Commission. In order to make disciples, you got to find some. So What are we doing to find people who are willing to turn their lives over to Christ? Well, we're doing all sorts of fun stuff. The game nights that the Game Exchange hosts has been a great time to really meet people and develop friendships. And we've been developing that with a Friday Night Magic element to it that I think is going to be a lot of fun. You bet. Rock on there, Aunt. We're also, Rex has been leading out in trying to have a Bible study at the start of the game nights. Just a short 15, 20 minute Bible study. It's been real good, very meaningful. So that's been a lot of fun. So we'll see what the Lord does with that. Of course, we plan on continuing to pursue with a fair booth, a Nordic Fest float, which, by the way, if anybody out there has an interest in helping organize and pull off those events, wow, we could use it. So, Fair, Nordic Fest, Spring Break Outreach, our next target in our six-county mission is Fayette County. Now, when you start talking Fayette County, you start talking quite a ways from Decorah. So this time, we hope to intimately work with churches already there in Fayette County. That we have a group from Ames, from The Rock, to join us, and we're hoping that them with churches in Fayette County will be able to take the gospel to every household in that county. So that's local mission. Internationally, we don't have anything necessarily on the radar. We know there's internationals at Luther and NICC and in this area, and I think our primary outreach internationally will be to reach the internationals that God has transplanted right here. Though, of course, there's some talk about going to Hong Kong and China again and maybe even South Africa. So, you know, keep your heart open to how God might lead. But right now, that's what we have in mind as far as outreach.
And those things take men and they take money. And we wanted to say a couple things about our budget. One is that we were blessed when we started this with a big pledge drive down in Ames. And people were generous down there. You know, a pledge drive is successful if the fulfillment rate is about in the upper 80s. That's considered pretty successful. I think this one was 98%. It may be 99%. There's some that still kind of trail in here and there. So either people really, really wanted to support this mission, or they felt sorry for us or something. I don't know. But it was basically enough money to run what we're doing here for a couple of years. And we just wanted you to know that at the present rate of your gifts, we are about half of what we would need to run an annual budget. That's where we're at. You know, we just trust God will provide people and provide our income. But please, participate. You will be blessed. We could bore you for hours and hours and hours and hours telling you how God has blessed our lives as we have contributed. It is a major way that he blesses us. It's you can't outgive God. That's been proven. Yeah, I'll stop or I'll get started on my own list. And then another thing that we're very excited about this year is orientation towards discipleship. We've been doing some of this already in our small groups, life groups. We've got a couples life group, and we've got maybe a couple of women's life groups. And Steve-O's been trying to do some things, and Luke and Josh are meeting regularly, and Stephen and Webb are meeting regularly. That's where the rubber meets the road. We really hold one another up there. Another thing that we've been doing here this fall for a while is a group called the YMVA. And it's a Young Man's Victory Association. I won't tell you what all those letters refer to, but every one of those four letters is crucial to what we want to accomplish. It is our desire and our adamant expectation that some men will stand with us and stay after us. I'm old. These guys are, that's what they tell me anyway. Oh, Marcy doesn't say so. Well, somebody told me that anyway. And These guys that are meeting in this little group, the oldest one is 29 years my junior. I want him to stay at least 29 years after I'm gone. And there are some things that God has taught us that are musts, or it won't happen. This is critical. I am super excited to be meeting with about four guys, sometimes five. And it's an important group. Did you want to talk about training life group leaders?
I can if you want me to.
Yeah.
Bet. And so, if we're going to have life groups, and there's going to be any sense of consistency and quality there, we're going to need to have leaders who know what they're doing. And so, we hope to be initiating an actual training time for life group leaders and other types of leaders on a quarterly basis. So every 3 months, we'd have a meeting for about an hour and a half where we're intentionally equipping men and women on how to be able to lead others. So we're going to be pulling that off, as well as an annual meeting that would go all day to really go after God and get his heart and mind for our lives and for this church. So that's some intentional stuff that we plan on doing for discipleship. So we got that going on. Now you might be wondering, though, why is there a picture of a water park up there? Well, you know, Bob and I were talking, we're thinking, what does Decorah lack? And we figured it doesn't have a water park. And we thought, what better way to really make disciples than to get these guys to build a water park? So there you go. That's coming your way in 2013. Yeah. All right. So maybe not. But there is a leadership training program going on at Wisconsin Dells in 2013. And we want to strongly encourage any available man and woman that if they can commit a summer to living and working at Wisconsin Dells, they would then incorporate themselves into a program called leadership training that will intentionally build into your lives. I've been involved in multiple, as well as Kristen. Many of us have been involved in leadership training programs over the summer, and they have been pivotal in my spiritual growth. Without question, I would not be a pastor today had the input in my life had not been provided through leadership training programs. I was just too wild and crazy of a guy. Leadership training helped me to grow up, and it was awesome, and we have one going on in conjunction with Ames and Manhattan, Kansas, and West Lafayette, Indiana. So that is happening this summer. I encourage you to be involved. We have flyers for these things, flyers for the Wisconsin Dells LT out at the info table. Okay? Yay to that. I think I'm done. Oh, I go right into vision. Sweet. Okay. So that's what we have in mind for 2013, given the Lord's will be done. I mean, you know, a man says, I'll go here and do this and that. No, if the Lord wills, we're going to pursue those plans for 2013, and we'll trust what the Lord has in mind. But we've got a vision. We've got a plan for the next 5, for the next 10 years as well. What does that look like? Well, guys, we got to remember what we started with. We started with this command from our Lord and Savior to go, therefore, and make disciples. Making disciples is critical to fulfilling the Great Commission. It's critical to being a part of advancing God's kingdom on earth. And so, where are disciples built? Well, we find them built in these small, committed groups of men and women who know each other, love each other, and are committed to helping one another experience Christ in every corner of their being. We call them life groups. So we want to continue in the next 5 and 10 years to really increase in the quantity and the quality of our life groups. I encourage you, if you're not in one, ask around, ask us. Discipleship, making disciples, is really what we want to be after. Again, leadership training will be more visible. We just talked about that for 2013. But what we're talking about, ultimately, guys, we're talking about raising up pastors from within the context.
But we don't want to just have our little holy huddles and think that we've accomplished the mission that God wants us to accomplish. So in our 5 to 10 year vision, we have one major church plant in mind. Maybe Madison, or maybe someplace warmer. Yeah. You know, could be.
That was my
Yeah.
That was mine.
Yeah.
Put that in there.
He put that in.
I did.
I have clothes.
And the other thing I'm going to put in there is under consideration with pressure from my mother. We are going to be considering buying some land and building a building within the next 5 to 10 years so that mom will stop Facebooking about it.
Yeah.
And of course, we'd like to ask you to join us in prayer for that intersection between Highway 9 and 52, the Bergs building. Yeah, we want it. So pray with us that God might, one, grow us up here so that we would need it and could afford it, and two, that it would be available and we would be able to snag that baby. So that's a 5 to 10 year plan. Join us. It'll be a rush. Just a few final words, guys. We're wrapping up here. I want to, you know, all this, talking about, you know, what God's done, what we hope God will do, it makes me think of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. You got that verse up? Yeah, it says, "But you keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry." That was Paul to Timothy. It's also God to us. God is telling us this. Guys, get a sober head. Think reasonably here. Think soberly. Think rationally. Life's going to be hard, but God's good. Endure hardship. Do the work that God's called you to do. Discharge your duties. Be engaged, be involved, make a difference with your life for crying out loud. It's kind of what he's saying. Make your life count. There is something you could do now with your life that will echo into eternity, that will outlast you. It's being involved in advancing God's kingdom. Engage in the Great Commission, guys. Join us in fulfilling this mission, in being about God's business on planet Earth. It really is a life worth living for. In fact, it's a life worth dying for. It's what I've committed my life to. And I do want to invite you to join me. There will be a rush.
Amen. Amen. You know, 1 Peter 1 says that we obtain an inheritance which is imperishable. These are the real goods. It's undefiled. There's nothing wrong with it. Not a thing wrong with the inheritance we're headed for. It's undefiled, and it's reserved for us in heaven. We just want you to join us. Somebody has written a modern-day proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with a team. And we just are urging you to join us. Give us some of your money. Give us some of your time. Give us some of your talents. They're not yours to keep anyway. And you will have, well, that's what Jim Elliot said. He is no fool who gives what he cannot, who gives up what he cannot keep in order to gain what he cannot lose. And a rush is probably too small a thing to call it. It's more than a rush. In eternity, I think about this a lot of times when I'm praying. Eternity, eternity, you guys in eternity, what are going to be your rewards in eternity? Because they last forever. Join us. One of the early leaders of this movement of churches said this in a message. He said, join us, join us. If you don't, you'll still hear about us because God's going to use us. And you don't want to be on the sidelines wishing, oh, I wish I'd have joined them. Would you join us? We're going to pray here.
Yeah. And by us, Bob does not mean Bob and me, because neither one of us are on the church's payroll. So,
oh.
I mean, you can give as much money as you want. We'll never see it. But God's kingdom will see it. People will see it through the blessing of your generosity. That's what I just thought I'd clarify.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, people started walking out, they'll start saying,
that's share with us.
Where's that going to go? I mean, I just don't see that going anywhere good. Guys, we want to commit these things to God as we participate together in breaking of bread. So those involved in taking out the elements, the bread and the cup, could you guys start passing those out? Might be a little awkward, but if you could even stand with us. And as you receive the bread and the cup, you can just keep it in your hands. But guys, you know, a man will plan his way, but God directs his steps. Everything we've talked about is subject to God's will, God's blessing, God's presence and empowerment. Without God, these things will fizzle and die. It's even what a guy said about the church when it first emerged in the first century. You know, if it's of man, it's going to pass. But if it's of God, nothing will stop it. Jesus said, not even the gates of hell is going to stop the church. So, let us be committing these things to God. Both Bob and I will pray, and Bob will make some mention about taking the bread and the cup, and and we'll do this.
We're going to have them join hands, but they can't.
No, they can't. So we're going
to. Okay.
All right, so Lord Jesus, you know what's on our minds.
Mm-hmm.
You have been in this place wherever two or more or 57 are gathered. There you are in their midst. God himself is here. I pray we wouldn't miss you. I know we're distracted by things outside and inside, but God, I pray we wouldn't miss you. You are on a mission. You've got a plan. Your heart is beating hard and strong for every individual life here and for the potential of all of us united together for good, to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. You'll love it. It's what you died on the cross for. Oh, Lord, I pray you would help us to realize that lives are just not worth protecting on our own. I mean, what is it about ourselves that's so great that we would deny you over? I mean, what's going on in our lives is just not that precious. What you can do for us and in us and through us, now that's precious. I pray, God, that we would choose you. I pray, God, that every single one of us would throw our lot in with Jesus Christ. And come hell or high water, we're going to be found in Christ, in your will, pursuing your mission, your agenda on this planet. And when you come back, you will find faith on the earth, and it will be in us. God, that's a life worth living for. That's a life you can be proud of. I pray that for myself and for every brother and sister here. God, do this. Hear our prayer. Anoint these plans. Fulfill your purposes for Lifehouse Church.
Amen. Amen, Lord Jesus, you said, what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Thank you that you've brought many of us here to the realization this is a good idea, a good exchange, my life for eternity. Keep us this year. Keep us on the path. Keep us from looking to the left or to the right. Keep us on these plans and these visions and your goals for our lives. We take this bread and this juice this morning to remember your physical appearance on the planet, your humility in doing so, and the great and complete work that you accomplished when you bled and died on our behalf. As Adam said earlier today, we love you. Jesus, you said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's what we intend to do today. Thank you. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. Woo!